Due to the extreme violence of the current group we are about to talk about, we had to change the voice of the subject talking. Thanks for understanding and enjoy the episode.
So, I don't usually celebrate when people die. I've seen enough deaths in my life to not think it's cool. But I must say, if somebody deserved it or went out of their way to look for it, it would be this guy, you know. And if there is death that a lot of people are celebrating, it's this guy. Why do I say that? And look at the video I did on the curse against the United Warriors or Guerreros Unidos. They are the group responsible for the massacre of the 41 students and lots of other things against the civilian population we're not going to get into right here, okay? What I will say is that they're a key piece, you know, in this whole thing, and their leader was just killed. That's why when I was saying somebody being celebrated, that's what I was speaking of. Now, the Fiscalía General de la República, something like the Mexican FBI, were actually trying to capture this man, and he actually resisted and fought, which is more ballsy than most cartel bosses and people like that. In case you haven't seen, sometimes they get arrested with these huge arsenals and a bunch of bullets and all this. Like, they didn't even shoot it out to the end. They just gave up. Now, agents of the FGR shot Juan Salgado Guzman, no relation to Chapo, also known as El Indio, also known as Calderas. Indio meaning the Indian, just so you guys know what it means. He was the leader of Guerreros Unidos. And like I said, this cartel is crazy. The leaders of it, they never last like a couple months before something horrible happens to them as far as life in prison, murder, torture. It's a curse that I think has been placed on, literally, since what they did to all the students. It's crazy. Now, El Indio, you know, shot back at the agents and they left him without any life. The information says it was two police officers that were actually injured from his firearm. Right now, there is video of it, but I can't put that out here for obvious reasons. Someone dies in it and lots of other reasons. But it's intense, you guys. In 43, why is it saying 41? I don't know what was wrong with me. That's my bad at the beginning of that. 43 students. I've spoken on that for years and years. That's scary to get that wrong. The FGR was using high power, you know, rifles that I think are like shooting through their way. It's something like a G3. Goes like right through them. Just really hit him. He was actually in a white Chrysler that ended up with his passenger door open after this event, the shooting. They came out telling him to get down, bajate, bajate, tira la piso. You guys know what time it is. Like, get out, get on the ground. And then, you know, you hear gunshots. And that's what time it is. this all happened on the streets, Avenida San Isidro, right, like in a tourist area, and the street Hidalgo, right at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So this is, you know, right when people are outside and people are walking around. The scene was locked down right away, and he'd actually been originally detained in 2016 because he was a key piece in the Ayotzinapa case of the 43 missing students. At that time, he was identified as the boss of their network of halcones, or the network of lookouts, basically, reporting directly to the boss of the cartel at that time. So he moved up the ladder considerably from 2016 to now. He was actually in Tonatico in the state of Mexico, which, you know, whereas he was trying to hide from authorities under a fake name. He was the right hand at the time of Cidronio Casarrubias Salgado, also known as El Chino, who is at the time the maximum leader. So I think that kind of paved his way to the top. Now, that person was killed in Metepec in And what can I say with these people? They're surrounded by death. I wouldn't necessarily call it bad luck. I don't know if I could call it that. I kind of call it more karma. These people have done so much damage to people in the universe, and especially, and when I say people in the universe, you know, I mean people in Mexico, obviously, but you guys understand that it came back to him. Like, it always does. I always think that sometimes it doesn't get him in this life, sometimes it gets him in the next life, more so. But in this case, it got him in this life too, because he wasn't able to enjoy that time at the top for very long. And I'm sure the little time he had, he was extremely stressed out and being ran down like a dog. It shows it, that the life of a lot of these people, unless they're big groups like the Sinaloa cartel or Jalisco cartel, they're on the run constantly because they control such a small area that it's not hard for the authorities to have them basically pinned down in that area. And they have to maintain a presence in the area of their control, especially the smaller group, because if not, people break off and do what the hell they want, and you lose control of your own organization. It breaks off. Like, kind of what happened with the Zetas is a perfect example. But, or even what happened with Jalisco, they broke off from Sinaloa. There's lots of examples of that happening. And maintaining a presence there, like a constant presence, is one of the only ways for that to happen. People tend not to get out of line when they know the boss is around, especially extremely violent and he kills people without thinking. As the saying, the rats will play when the cat's away, something like that. Very true. And many, this group in particular is very unforgiving. And they had direct connections with the governor of the state. A lot of people would argue they were actually working directly for him. I'd say that's completely true. And the politicians were the main people. These people are evil for doing it, right? For killing the students. But they weren't the people actually wanting them dead or the people who ordered their death. The people who actually ordered their death were the politicians in charge at the time. And, I guess that's the maximum evil. The people who did it's horrible and it's evil and it's gross, but the people who ordered it, they're the ones actually responsible and who should be paying more than anyone for this. It's a tragedy. I don't really know what to call it. It was a massacre, I guess you could call it too. And they were disposed of, I guess, in a dumpster. Horrible, right? They were just stacked up on top of each other. They used bottles of gasoline. They even poured the gasoline inside them, like in their mouth. They just filled them up with gasoline for the inside too. This helps them cook. Inside information you guys might not want to know or want to know.